Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about today, first, just quickly to cover what's happening in Jerusalem. Everything's happening in Jerusalem.
I know it.
Pay attention. Go to JerusalemPost.com.org or whatever. Go to VFNTV.com and connect to it. You can get it to our links. It's right there in our links area. But you just every day take a little time. They have a five-minute news capture. You can listen to it. But our Secretary of Defense is there meeting with the Prime Minister, and they're openly saying that we're committed to defend Israel. I mean, that's what we're – they said the right things.
They always say the right things.
Yes.
They always try to say the right things.
Just want to watch BB's face, you know.
But yeah.
His face is like – he's so
– it's
like, oh, it's like he's so amazing. And it's like, even though –
We know they're lying to you, and you don't even make a crazy look. How about that?
Oh, my goodness. Help us learn, Lord, in humility. And so they're there right now, and they're determining, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to support. They did an exercise with Israel, I believe. But to their surprise, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, or Bibi, said that they're not surprised that Iran is working on missiles to be able to deliver the payload, but missiles. And it's just like, you know, it's amazing. We have to understand, even though that the leadership is not blinking right now while these things are being said, that they should be. This is horrific. Whatever you do to Israel will be done to you, period.
Yep.
And understand what's being done right now is major. Secondly, is the increase of John talked about it the other day. You can find out more at VFNTV.com on the torch, but about the anti-Semitism that is raising up. And understand according to Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas, that the root of racism is anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism means racist towards Jews.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to say that because anti-Semitism, you know, just doesn't ring a bell with all folks. But the word race, I mean, you have people right now, I was watching a news clip, but they're calling everything racism. It's like, no, that's not racism. That was actually had to do with gender and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just that the narrative has been, you know, prostituted, really,
right.
As I talked about earlier program. Because it's to call something that's not racism racism is offensive to the people who paid huge prices in America to be able to birth, you know, the 50 year anniversary for the Civil Rights Bill just came around, I think in July or June.
Just recently.
Dr. King, of course, the 50th year celebration of him speaking on the mall, and that the painstaking blood, sweat, and tears and oppression that that the African American and people of color went through in this nation, and to attach that to anything other than that, I believe is offensive to the people who are still walking a lot of that out today. But the root of that is anti-Semitism, and I haven't done a deep study in this, but you can go back and look that some of these big companies today, according to the reports of PBS, did some programming on it, and ABC News, but definitely the Public Broadcasting Service did. In regards to Siemens Industry was operating in the area of anti-Semitic behavior, you know, during the Holocaust and all that, and they were doing things and building things. Ford Motor Company, you know, openly racist towards the Jews based on that. And so you think about it, you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And it's like, if you hate God, and you have to understand, hating the apple of God's eye, the people he just chose to show himself mighty, not them mighty, that is to hate him. Whatever we do to the apple of God's eye, that's what we're doing. We're poking our finger in God's eye. And so if you're racist towards God, you're never going to get racism out of your nation. And so we cannot keep cranking up racism towards the Jews and think that a fire is not going to start in America.
Right.
So So we got to pray, dear God, change the mindset of our leadership towards Israel. And saying things like, you got to go back to the 1967 borders in Israel. Those are undefensible borders. And hopefully there's a related link to this article. You can actually find out about it. But those are undefensible borders. But this is what was said through Chuck Pierce about that. He says, if you, since that public declaration was made that you got to go back to the 1967 lines, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. Mm. If you haven't read history, the 60s were horrific.
Mm, not good.
And today we're suffering the consequences of those who raised hell in the 60s from the outside. Now we're at leadership on the inside.
That's right.
And these are the very ones that were doing these radical things at that time. They couldn't change it from without, and now they're trying to change it from within. If you haven't heard the series, you need to really take the time and invest yourself in listening to Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, the Alinsky children, and understanding how that works. Because that's what's happening right now. The world is being organized, but God is greater than that, and God can change in a moment's notice. You'd be really encouraged by listening to that. But this is taking place, and so I would love to see an end to this disease called racism. But it starts in Israel. It starts with us honoring every race. And as Christians, by the way, this is going to shock you. As Christians, as Christ followers, that we're to love all nations. He says, go tell all the nations, tell everyone, go to all the nations and tell them, preach to them the good news that I love them and I'll forgive them and I'll bring them into the family of God. Make disciples of the nations. That word comes from the word ethnos, where we get the word ethnic group. He loves all of us. And to hate a person based on the thin veneer of their skin, not only is it ignorant, but you're hating God. Mm-hmm. He says you cannot. And this is, I just don't know how, I mean, based on, God's not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. He doesn't speak and not act and promise and not fulfill. He said, if you don't love your brother, I don't care how much you profess to love me. He says, it's impossible for you to love God. You cannot love God who you can't see if you can't love your brother that you can see. He says you cannot. It's just like an impossible thing.
And it's not like, it's love.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's
not
love.
Like, it's love.
Right. And so you can call yourself a believer. You can call yourself a Christian. You can call yourself a this and a that, you know, and something, but you have to understand, if you want to be able to stand before God and say, I loved you and I loved others, then you're going to have to love your brother. And it's a stronghold. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And I'm just believing, just like I talked about in an earlier program, that it's going to be confronted and it's going to come down. And God's going to deliver us from that. And if you want your city to be free, you got to have a conversation about it. You got to talk about it. And not, I'm talking about the, it doesn't matter, the world's going to do whatever it's going to do. I'm talking about the church, people who proclaim to be Christians. Mm-hmm. Because I said before, the most segregated moment in America is 10 or 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. How disappointing. Think about this. How disappointing is that to our Father? Truly, if we are believers, you know, and of course he says, you don't even love me if you don't even love him or her or whatever. But just let's just imagine that we are his children. And then he sees us not even talking to each other, not appreciating each other, not understanding the beauty of how he's designed each of us and how we express ourselves and how we love to worship. And we just like walk around segregated. Can you imagine that? You imagine having like the Waltons or, you know, or the 19 and counting crew, whatever they're called. And then you have like fragmented kids. They have 19 children. This couple does it, Duggars. And imagine these are the parents of those kids. And then these kids are all, I'm not talking to those kids. And these kids, I'm not talking to those kids over there. Mm-hmm. And how a parent feels about that.
Yeah.
And you think about that. And it's like, my goodness, that is just so sad. Understand, this is how God feels about us. God loves mankind. We're all created in the image and the likeness of God. And that red blood, the blood, where life is, exists, it's the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where you go. If you need a blood transfusion, any brother or sister, if the matching blood types, can actually give you a blood transfusion. You know why? Because we're all the same. Mm-hmm. We're all the same. And we have to begin to deal with this. And how you know it's a spirit, and this is, I was going to talk about Barnabas, but we will in a minute, is because you just listen to people talk and you're thinking, is that really coming out of your mouth?
Right.
They don't even know it's coming out of their mouth. And it's like, if we love God, we have to deal with the fact that we do or don't love our brother. We have to confront that. I mean, and you can love folks who don't love you. It doesn't matter. Even if you were an oppressed race and you're a Christian, you're going to have to love folks who might not have difficulty in loving you. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm saying. And nobody's done that greater than I've seen African-Americans, Christians. Some of the people I look at today, and I'm just in awe of how their faith and their love and their compassion and their mercy and towards 90% of the history of the founding of this nation since Christopher Columbus set his
boat.
Jewish-funded boot on the, right? It was funded by the Jews. He bought him those boots. Those Nikes. And I didn't have Nikes. But it's 90% of our history since then has been under oppression for the African American, which means 10%. 10% has been walking around at this, you know, level of okay. And then you see Christians, African American Christians, that are filled with love and compassion. And, you know, there are some folks that just disassociate from reality. But I'm talking about people that know the real deal and they still love. Mm-hmm. That's why I truly believe what Rick Joyner said is going to happen, that the third great awakening is going to come from the African-American, because who could know better than a man or woman of God that has went through all of that unjust treatment, all these things against them, and they still love. Mm. They still believe and worship Jesus Christ, and they still lead others from all different nations, different ethnos to the Lord. I mean, how beautiful is that?
Right.
It is so beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.